This is Jack Shelley on Guam.
The wire recording you are about to hear was made at a B-29 base somewhere in the Marianas, where I attended one of the most absorbing press conferences of the Pacific War. In a large conference room, crew members of the plane which dropped atomic bombs in the first two missions over Japan, and the scientists who took part in the development and research, making those weapons possible, told their stories. Immediately after the conference, I was able to record the voices of a number of those men. The first man I talked to was the commander of the plane that dropped the first of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima, Japan. He is Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts, Jr. of Miami, Florida. But a few minutes after I met him, I discovered that he lived for a number of years in Des Moines and attended school there. Furthermore, the very plane which he piloted over Hiroshima and the other B-29 that dropped the second atomic bomb on Nagasaki, both these planes were built by the Martin Bomber Plant at Omaha, Nebraska. Colonel Tibbetts said that in that history-making first use of the atomic bomb in actual warfare over Hiroshima, his experience was hardly different from ordinary flying up until the time the bomb had been released and he had seen no fighters or anti-aircraft fire. But immediately after the bomb was released and the explosion occurred, he said, the sight that greeted his eyes was hard to believe. Then I asked Colonel Tibbetts what it looked like.
Well, coming up on the bomb run, the city was visible to us. Our aiming point, the military headquarters there, stood out very clearly. After the bomb had exploded, and by the time we could turn around and get a look at it, the city was a mass of dust.
And what was the effect on your airplane itself when that terrific blast let go?
To me, it appeared that it was exactly the same as anti-aircraft fire. As a matter of fact, I was fooled, even though I was expecting a reaction to the airplane from the blast. When it did happen, my first reaction was that it was black.
Because your plane was shaken so by the concussion?
Yes, that's right.